Here's a rap song about nothing at all to show who's gonna stay and who's gonna fall. Right now I'm thinking I'm the best, and I'm looking for some booty to put my hand at rest. Cause I'm writing all day and writing all night. I see girls from the clubs and they are quite a sight. You know I'd like to get in their pants, so I walk right up and I say, let's dance. One grabs my hand, puts it on her behind. Another says, back off, bitch, he's mine. Sounds a confrontation, but also a solution. I work it out in my head, then I say it to them. Relax, girls, it will be alright. I got a lot of stamina, there's no need to fight. Plus I got 10 fingers and I got 10 toes. Plus I got a tongue, a dick, and a nose. So there's plenty of me to go around. If you want to, we could head uptown. I got my car parked outside. Come on with me and we can take a ride. They agree, so I'm off on my mission. I must have been good tonight, I got some fish fishing. We all climb in to my Ford Ka, and I think about my house and video camera. As I'm driving, they just take off their clothes. They're laughing and giggling as they tangle their toes. Getting excited, my passengers notice. I look in the rearview and they're blowing me kisses. Then all of a sudden, he grabs a wheel. We veer off the road and the tires start to squeal. We bounce off a rock and land in a ditch. What the fuck, Kiki? You fucking bitch. I got hit in the eye. The airbag went off. The girls in the back sound like they're getting off. I take a look in the back and to my surprise, they all had the sexual lust look in their eyes. Then they grab me and they throw me down. They tie up my wrists and say, don't make a sound. I comply because I was frightened, but at the same time, my senses were heightened. Couldn't resist being used like a toy, but it got kind of weird when they're calling me Roy. Said, hold up, my name is Dave. I said, okay, Dave, you're a sex slave. Then a big van pulled up to the accident. They put me inside and started to get what they meant. They were taking me back to their dominator's tower. Whips and chains and hopefully a shower. Leaving was nice, but I was feeling dirty. Maybe next time I shouldn't be so flirty. But you know that's the way it goes when you mess with those hoes over here, hoes over there. Hoes drinking beer with blue spawn hair. Hoes being sluts, sluts being hoes. They got big butts and soap penny hoes. I was chilling at a party on Friday night. Probably the evening was just alright. I was drinking and smoking and getting glazed over when I saw the finest booty as it was bent over. I thought, oh my god, it's Jennifer Love Hewitt. And I thought right then that I just had to do it. So I walked right up and I grabbed her ass for a second. And since shot, I moved too fast. But then she turned around and stuck her tongue down my throat. And she caught me by surprise, so I almost choked. Nevertheless, I did recover. Meanwhile, she's sticking her hand down under my head, spinning. I lost the ability to question the situation given to me. Then she started whispering in my ear, baby, I need you, please give it to me here. I couldn't refuse because she was being so polite. Plus, this wasn't a situation that happens to me every night, so I complied and he did the deed. After we were done, she said, I feel her need. After I woke up, she wasn't there. Neither was my wallet. This wasn't fair. Top all of this, I got a call on Monday. It was her dad. He said he had some stuff to say. First of all, I was dead, he was gonna shut me down. Then he said I better get out of town. I asked why, but he didn't answer. Instead, he just yelled, shut up, you fucking loser. I didn't know why he was being so mean. That's when he told me his daughter was 14. Holy shit, how was I supposed to know? Did you ever ask? I guess not, no. He said I'm gonna bust you with statutory rape. On top of all of this, he added, oh yeah, she's late. All of a sudden, something shrank in my pants. I couldn't believe I got her pregnant. What do you expect? Because everybody knows. That's what you get with those hoes. What do you expect? Because everybody knows. That's what you get with those hoes. Hoes over here, hoes over there. Hoes drinking beer with bleach blonde hair. Hoes being sluts, sluts being hoes. They got big butts and silk penny hoes. I went to a rave with my friend Ted. Think about it now, I should have stayed in bed. But to help all my friends, I got to tell the story about a raver girl called Morning Glory. Got to the rave at 1:30, and I was looking forward to having some fun. So I talked to my friend to try and see if he could get me ecstasy. He said, hold on, I'll be right back. Okay, I'll see you later, Jack. What the fuck, man? My name is Ted. Oh yeah, man, isn't that what I said? No way, man, you said Jack. Whatever, man, just bring some E back. He agreed when I spoke of my need and took up from the spot at light speed. I was left alone to explore the party when I saw a raver girl who was looking to be naughty. I walked up and said my name was Dave. Then I said it was a pretty cool rave. She concurred and said her name was Mary G. If it was up to me, it would be J instead of G, but that just couldn't be. So I called her Morning Glory. She said it's not a bad name, I can't complain. You can call me that, I won't be lame. She finished saying what she had said. Then that's when I saw Ted. He was coming my way with a rumble-gown grin, and I knew that I might have to hug him. I ran up and I said, hey Ron, how you feeling? He said, pretty good, but the feeling's got me reeling. What do you mean? Is it that good? Damn, me a pure, I get another if I could. Well, give me the one. Check that, give me two, I'm looking to get some. You're lucky I got you an extra. before I have to reject ya. But beware your prospect ya, cause she might infect ya. Just give me the pills and cut out the lecture. I'm not afraid of the disease, I'm afraid of the cure. Suit yourself, here you go. But you better watch out for those hoes. I should have heeded the warning, but I wanted glory in the morning. So I took the pills and asked her if she will, and she said, ooh, for me, thank you, Pimp Daddy. You're exactly what I've been looking for in this crappy, dirty world. Sure, cool, works for me. You wanna get naked now or later, baby? Hey, how about now? I don't need to wait. You can come back to my park, come watch me masturbate. Okay, sure, let's go. Show me the way. Ha, her mommy will be okay. Oh, in hindsight, I should not have gone with her, but at the time, I had to follow her beaver. When we finally got to the car, we both got inside and started to hear. Then I began to massage her. I heard her purr, and I thought she was perfect. She said, you want? You bet. I couldn't wait to get my dick wet. So it escalated to penetration, then to orgasm and ejaculation. It was really fun until the next day. Then I realized I was fucked up in some way. What's wrong with me? It burns when I pee. Somebody help me. I got the VD, but what do you expect? Because everybody knows that's what you get when you mess with those hoes. What do you expect? Because everybody knows that's what you get when you mess with those hoes. Hoes over here, hoes over there. Hoes drinking beer with bleach blonde hair. Hoes being sluts, sluts being hoes. They all got big butts. Oh, hoes being hoes, hoes, hoes. Hoes, hoes, slut, slut, ho. Hut, what? Did you ever see that hot slut butt? I never knew what, but I saw the hot slut. I saw the hot slut. She was coming to me with that. Ooh, 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 ooh. I might have been rude, but I didn't need this. I need to get what I could get, so who can you ever get that? Oh, 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 oh.